we make a new soda that's called Not So Goddamn Sweet.
That sounds good.
I think our marketing's right there.
Not So Goddamn Sweet. The Sitzok soda.
Yeah.
We can have a little logo on it. Yeah, I like it.
It's us, but we're holding a soda that's not so goddamn sweet.
Maybe the whole reason that that's never worked before is because it tastes like shit if it's not sweet.
Box vodka.
I don't understand. Like if they had canned vodka, would you try that out for one night?
I would try. I mean, like, I'll give anything a shot, man. You know, it's worth
anything.
Okay, this guy's like going slow to give me room, but there's no way he can communicate that because cars. All right, so...
Riding on cars!
Wheel, 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 wheel! I'm going to throw that sound effect in there, unless Kendrick... Future Kendrick is feeling rough as cheering Kendrick. No, it's not even rough, it's just...
And he doesn't want to do his fucking job.
You're not wrong. But anywho, yeah. Sitzok, Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
Amy's in the back.
Hello.
And then Amy in the back.
I found out they make box vodka yesterday. Oh, and I found out a few weeks ago, but I saw it at the store. I was like, well, let's try this. And it has the same danger that box wine does, which is, how much have you had? I don't know. The box is opaque, but it's lighter now.
There's no, like, gauge?
Like, no.
There's.
And
I think the box wine community complained because some of the boxes have, like, just an open area now, so you can see how much the bag is gone.
That's probably a good idea, because otherwise you're going to have a bad time. And this has been the danger with box wine for me, is like, oh, yeah, I'll just drink some wine. And then you're like, how much have I had? Oh, dear. And then you're like, well, the box is empty now. That was 3 liters of wine. It was 3 liters of vodka. But, no, the vodka, no. It's not that bad. That's the crazy part. But then
Because it's in a box doesn't mean it's bad.
No, it's Black Box is the brand. It's the same as the brand of
like
wine.
The one that you have on an airplane that's the only thing that survives a crash?
Yeah.
I mean, the vodka, it's important to have that saved,
important
I guess.
To have the vodka saved? No, it's mostly, I wanted to see it how it was, and it was good, but then we were playing D&D, and I was having a shitty day, so I might have had more than I should have. Fucking, okay, alright, so, yesterday.
Lay it on!
Fucking, I leave at 4, right? I work 7-ish to 4-ish, right?
Sure.
And I feel like I don't feel like that's showing up 10 minutes late, or 20 minutes late, or even 30 minutes late. Is a problem, because I work through lunch, and I maintain 24-hour availability. So, like, I don't think I care, and I don't think anybody else, well, at least in my chain of command, cares that I may only work 8 hours a day, or 8.5 hours a day, or 7.
Well, 8 hours a day is, like, what you're supposed to work normally.
So, or even if one day, if it's 7, no one's gonna fucking care, right?
Sure.
So, I get a message as I'm driving home stuck in traffic at...
The worst place to get a message from.
Right? And it's like my watch is going off, and I look at it, and it's like, gah! Oh. And... Oh, yeah. Highball. I've already been partaking.
It's highball energy drink. The kind that makes you want to think in the morning.
Highball.
It's sparkling.
It's delicious. All it's right. Like LaCroix for people who have to get shit done.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Okay, we'll do that then, since you mentioned it, and Amy doesn't want to hear it again. But go ahead.
Real quick. So, as we're heading there. 4:15, I'm stuck in traffic. I've got shit I gotta get done. I gotta get home. I got the D&D campaign I gotta get to. Blah, 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 blah. I haven't eaten much because I've been trying to eat less.
It's dumb.
Yeah. So, I get a message from the QA guy. Hey, staging is down. I'm getting an error on it. Oh, fuck. God damn it. I set that up the day before at end of day. So they could have all day Thursday to test it. Well... He messages me Thursday at 4:15 saying it's down. And I say back, well, how long has it been down? Well, I don't know. I first logged in 2 hours ago. And it was down then. And it's like two hours ago when I was in the office and I could have fixed it.
So what the fuck were you doing 2 hours ago?
Why didn't you tell me 2 hours ago, Mr. QA guy, who always fucking tells me things? Fucking, like, the stupidest shit. Right as you're experiencing it, and then the thing that I need to fix, you'd wait 2 fucking hours on. I bitched about it on Facebook, and his coworker, who I'm friends with on Facebook, was giving me shit. On Facebook.
His coworker on Facebook?
Yeah, he said, I would have done that. I told you right away. And it's like, I don't think you would have, because you're complicit.
You but, probably knew about this fucking shit.
Yeah. So I had to.
So
like,
Kendrick
I
then
got
had
home.
To finish box of vodka.
I got home, I pulled my computer, I did the one thing I needed to do to fix it, because it was a quick fix, but it was like, I could have done this at 2.
And then you had to play a Commoners campaign. How's that going?
It's going good.
I know it's only your second session, but...
No, I'm enjoying it. Mark, who listens to this podcast, hi Mark.
Hi Mark.
Mark's doing a good job. He's trying to record it too for like his own thing. So keep an eye out for the
night times when he's alone.
Keep an eye out for that podcast of that game that I'll be in, and I'll be more drunk than I am now, but only marginally.
You just said the word that is the thing I was going to talk about. The
podcast?
Bump.
Bump.
So we've been asked, and we're going to do this mid podcast. Okay, so like what Mark should do, and if you're listening, Mark, you should set up your own homebrew rules on D&D Beyond so other people can use your commoner setup whenever they can. Or just set up something online so people can see your commoner setup, because it sounds fun. And if you've taken the time to build it all out, people will be able to add to it. And
it's been quite fun. We had some adventurers come in and die. Jean-Ric Fater made an appearance and he died.
Who's that?
Jean-Ric Fater?
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember Jean-Ric?
I mean, I understand the pun, but I don't know.
You don't remember Tyler's like number one character he's always playing, Jean-Ric Fighter?
Uh-uh. What is that? When did he start playing that character?
Every game I've ever played with Tyler.
Even I know about that.
I have never heard Tyler. Of that before.
He always plays
is
like
Tyler playing in Commoners?
No,
campaign?
No, okay. But we're playing Commoners, and some player characters rolled in, and one of them is Jean-Ric Fighter, and they ate bad mushrooms, and they all died.
Shit. Did you guys serve them the bad mushrooms?
No. They ate them out of the front where everyone knows you don't eat the bad mushrooms that grow in the front of Joe's tavern.
Joe owns a tavern?
No. Sorry. There's a tavern that we decided is called Joe's Tavern, and Joe the player owns it, but his character isn't called that.
Oh, wow.
So no one knows why it's called Joe's Tavern.
So meta.
It's fucking hilarious. But everyone knows you don't eat those mushrooms, and he's been meaning to get rid of them because they're poisonous. But the fucking idiotic player characters, which steal everything they find, fucking ate... The mushrooms they found in front of the tavern, and they all died. So our play session mostly last night was hiding their bodies and stealing their shit.
Sweet. Now you got adventurer armor.
Well, yeah.
You can distribute it amongst yourselves.
It was hilarious. Anyway.
It sounds like it'll be interesting if he ever puts it up.
Mm-hmm.
But we were asked to record a bump, so we're going to do it mid-podcast. I'm going to let you cut
bump,
it out.
Bump.
So, like...
Well, we're doing that...
Where
should I cut? We should have probably been...
Well,
like,
not yet. We'll talk about what we're going to talk about for the bump, and then we'll record
right,
it.
So then all of a sudden there'll just be a...
No.
Everybody, thanks?
No, I didn't say cut it out. I leave it in the podcast. Fuck it. We'll just, like, talk about recording the bump in the podcast. That'll easily eat up 10 minutes.
Like, 45, more like.
So, like, the whole... The rest... Oh, well, I'm just fucking talk about these LaCroix things real quick. So you mentioned LaCroix.
I did mention
and
LaCroix.
And I saw a funny Facebook post this morning about LaCroix tastes like stuff. Have you seen the LaCroix tastes like treat tweets?
No, I've seen some of them, but share them for the good. All
right, so the ones I hit this morning were as follows. Ooh, look at that. Danger. Danger Will
spicy.
Robinson.
Spicy, spicy.
All right, LaCroix tastes... LaCroix is like drinking Sprite with a condom.
I did like that one.
Okay. LaCroix tastes like the only soft drink they'd allow in a dystopian future where no one is allowed to have emotions.
Yeah.
LaCroix tastes like someone ate fruit salad and then burped into your water bottle.
That's it. Burped into your water bottle.
LaCroix is what gentrification tastes like.
Yeah.
LaCroix tastes like my ability to retain information for exams if the exams I'm studying for is what certain fruits taste like. That's a deep cut.
Yeah, that's a deep one.
I feel like LaCroix is what juice would taste like to a ghost.
Yeah, it's ghost juice.
Every LaCroix flavor tastes like it was created by someone who didn't want to admit he never tasted fruit, so had a friend quickly describe it to him, which is probably my favorite one, because you're like, I can just think of this, like, the scenario. Where, like,
you're like,
what do you think pomegranate tastes like?
I don't know, like, it's sweet.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of juicy.
You kind of said that about everyone so far, so let's get some differentiation here.
It's pomegranate-y, you know? Pomegranate-y.
Cran raspberry LaCroix tastes like your office mate is putting on lotion. Which is like I imagine that they're talking about the smell that you get influencing in the mouth taste that you get.
It's really funny because for the longest time I had a similar mindset about sweetened or unsweetened flavored waters.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I stopped drinking soda so much, I actually started to appreciate those flavors a lot. It's actually really funny. And it's sort of like Aside from the virtue signal, I'm sorry, were there more?
There's one more.
Okay, well, go ahead and read the one more.
All right, the last one. LaCroix tastes like if you were drinking carbonated water and someone screamed out loud the name of a specific fruit in the other room.
And that led to a joke where I was putting a sticky note that said pamplemousse on a coworker's window, on like his high window for his office.
Like, when
Amy,
was this?
Amy was complicit in that.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, months ago.
Is actually. Complicit the word of the day?
Sure, complicit.
You're sitting in a car and you realize that your knees are pushed up in the thing and that you will die if we ever get in a crash?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Well, it's not that you'll die, but your leg bones.
I'm going to make you push me around in a wheelchair.
Will be just annihilated.
I'm going to make Kate do it since she's the one that put the seat up so far because she's so tiny.
I don't know.
I'm going to blame it on her anyway.
Blame it on Kate.
Carry on. Okay, so.
So what I was saying
was. Yeah, go for it.
Aside from the virtue signaling of drinking LaCroix and pretending to like LaCroix, I think. Personally, I've actually grown to like it in actuality, because I thought it was always ridiculous that we had it in the office, but then when I stopped drinking soda, I started to kind of like it, because it's not, you get, some of the sodas are so fucking sweet, like, so sweet, that it's kind of nice to have something that's not as sweet, but what I really want more than anything is somewhere right smack between LaCroix and, say, Mountain Dew.
Well, that's like all the other levels. Flavored waters are that are like, because they have aspartame in them.
Well, that's what I want is something that's got sugar, like real sugar, because all the sweeteners just fuck with my head or my mouth or my butt, and I don't want any of the things
or
fucked
all
with.
Three at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I don't want any of them fucked with. And what I want is something that's got just a little bit of sweetness to it, you know, like we're drinking Highball, which is again LaCroix for people who got to get shit done. I'm just going to start making that their fucking slogan.
That sounds good.
Gesundheit. And I think that it'd be nice if it was a tad sweet, which is somebody's branding, I know, but.
Yeah, but I bet you can't guess who it is. I don't even remember who it is. Is that the thinking sense?
Yeah, it's the one of the tea companies. That company that gets I can't remember the name of the company, but it's the tea that has the unsweetened, the sweetened, tad sweet, honey, all those other variants. I don't remember the name of the company, but it's got the square bottle.
Like Pure Leaf?
We're always running. Yeah, Pure Leaf. We're always running out of them.
Oh, okay. Well.
But anywho, my whole point is, I'm tired of how much fucking sugar there is in things. And it's not like a whole health.
Get off
it's
your fucking soapbox.
It's about wanting something that's not quite as goddamn sweet. Can I get something that's not as goddamn sweet?
Yeah, it's called bacon water.
How about we make a new soda.
Okay.
See how quickly I went from I to roping other people into it?
You make a new soda.
We make a new soda that's called not so goddamn sweet.
That sounds good.
I think our marketing's right there.
Not so goddamn sweet. Yeah. The Sitzok soda.
Yeah.
We can have our little logo on it. Yeah, I like it.
It's us, but we're holding a soda that's not that's so got goddamn the bottle.
Sweet. Maybe the whole reason that has never worked before is because it tastes like shit if it's not sweet.
Yeah, that's the main problem, is that people really like super disgustingly sweet garbage.
But in this hipstery era of hipsters and hipsterness, you could probably get away with almost anything once for at least a year.
I think
and make some
true.
Money.
Yeah.
So anyway, keep an eye out for... not so goddamn sweet, our soda.
Yeah, our new soda line we're going to be launching.
And in the meantime, for the rest of the podcast, maybe, we're going to talk about a bump that we need to record
yeah,
for another
let's
podcast.
Let's record the podcast
so,
bump.
The basically,
bump starts.
I talked to Chelsea and the guys from Colorado Gate Geek Tank, and they asked us to put a bump.
She said they get 2,000 downloads a week.
Yeah, so.
I need to actually go look how many downloads we get, because if it's more, I have to really give her shit for
it. Oh, that would be fucking hilarious. We should just have a bot download all the podcasts, and then we can make fun of Chelsea. But anyway, she asked us to record a bump, so we got to kind of think about what we're going to say. So I said, hey, Chelsea, what's the generic outline for your bumps? And that was in no way a comment on her, you know, breasts or anything like that. Get it? It was a bump joke.
Why did you go? How did you... Pump it.
You guys gotta love me.
No, we don't.
Oh, okay.
Amy has to.
My mom always said that. Why do I have to love my mom, but no one else has to love
You're
me?
You're contractually obligated to love your mother. That's a rule.
I feel like you should be contractually obligated to love your friends, too. That way, they can never leave you.
We could stop being friends.
Nope. Not anymore.
I guess that's true. We crossed the threshold.
Not because we've seen each other's houses. She said, "Hello, this is Kyle and Kendrick from SidSock. You can find us on Podbean and Ethernet. And also, you know, any other podcast engine that you know.
The internet.
Yeah, the interwebs. We talk about underscores. And you're listening to Geek Tank." See, that's our podcast. All we talk about is underscores. Their uses. Did their functionality.
Was there just an underscore in there?
Yeah, no, there was just
we need to have an underscore podcast now.
We're supposed to...
It's like Undertale for people who ain't got shit that they gotta get done. That's too much. I'm kind of reusing a formula here. I don't know if you're noticing.
No, I didn't notice.
It's blank for people who blank shit done.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's the formula of the day.
Yeah, that's the formula of the day.
So, that's kind of what it needs to be. Like, basically, and then
what
I said...
What was the word of the day?
Well, here it is on the podcast, folks. We determined a word of the day, and then less than 5 minutes later, we forgot the word of the day. It started with a C.
Complicit.
Okay, so basically, the most important part is that we have to say, "And you're listening to Geek Tank" at the end of whatever.
And you're listening to Geek Tank. So let's do that now, and then people can come over and they can see this one, because the order in which we record shit, this one will definitely be releasing well after their podcast releases. So, guys, get ready to hear the bump that you heard on Geek Tank.
Bump it up. Okay.
Bump it up.
All right, we're going to go quiet just for a second. I'm going to snap, and that's going
to
be the start.
To make Kendrick's life less shitty.
Okay, ready?
Hey, everybody.
This is Kyle.
And this is Kendrick.
And we do a podcast called SidSock.
That stands for Spitting in the Stream of Consciousness.
We talk about whatever the... is on our minds in the car driving on the way to work.
We carpool because we think about the environment sometimes.
Environment. And you can find our podcast on, you know, anything that is on the internet.
Podbean, iTunes, yeah. Google. If anybody here actually uses Google Music for podcasts, please let us know.
Yeah, that'd be great. But more importantly, you're listening to Geek Tank.
Well, that was actually really easy.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, we've been talking in the car for 200 episodes.
Right, we're at 150 plus episodes. We're good at this.
I mean...
Has it ever occurred to you that we're actually not bad at this game? We just need to, like, market more?
Yeah, that's probably true.
No, we're still on the podcast. I almost went to, like, you know, behind-the-scenes talk, you know?
That would be, like, a Kickstarter thing. Should we talk about the SidSock Kickstarter?
Do you need the second recorder to record the behind-the-scenes shit when we turn off the one recorder?
You just get the two streams, right? And then you...
Or really, we could just not turn it off, and I could just edit it.
No,
Mark was asking me about editing before. I was like, "Do you do a lot of editing?" And it's like, yeah. Some days I do, but other days I don't. And there have been some episodes of SidSock that I have edited the bejesus out of.
I guess in other news, if you do have something you'd like us to promote, and you know, like, maybe... your dad owns a donut shop.
We are shameless shills.
Yeah, we'll put a bump in there. Just like send us some audio.
Whatever you want.
Or Kendrick will throw it in. Or you forget. And
just email me some spammy fucking thing and I'll put it in there. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't we try to get like a sponsor like MeUndies or like one of those ones that's like in every podcast ever?
We need to demonstrate. I was actually watching something about that. And in order to get that, we have to demonstrate a certain number of listeners.
Well, like we have three.
Well, we have to have, like, market reach.
Yeah.
We have to show what they're going to get out of it.
Well, like, the interesting part that I have come across is that our little media conglomerate, which is what I'm going to call it now because it makes me feel good.
The Ethernet.
And Sickle and Ifrit have covered events that, like, birth movies, death covers, and, like, we get to go to places, like, as media that places...
Right, but that doesn't cost them anything.
No, yeah, but that's still based. It actually is based on reach and how often you get hits and how many people you're reaching every week and day.
But we really, so we switched over the platform of how we're serving Ethernet, which is probably good after that whole hack incident.
Hack.
But I haven't run the numbers on what kind of downloads we have right now. Apparently, we had 200 followers on Podbean.
Cool.
Remember we talked about that?
Thanks, whoever told us that.
Brandon. Actually, hi, Brandon. You are our newest listener that talked to me a number of weeks ago. At this point, a number of months ago, probably by the time you hear this, he's listening to the podcast in reverse order. So
that's interesting to me.
Which means in a couple of months,
so what happens when a new one comes out?
Well, I don't know.
Listen to that one and then start where he left off.
I don't know. Hopefully, he'll respond to this, and he'll comment on the Facebook post.
Yeah, draw us a diagram.
Yeah, let us know. We'd like to know how a person consumes our media.
Consume.
And So he's going to get to the rant in a couple of months, and he's going to probably want to stop listening. So,
well, that's okay, because by that time he'll have, like, you know, understood that he's what he's in for.
Well, and the best part about that is that's episode, like, 15.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's seriously, it's 15. And that's, I'm saying that right now because the contest has ended as far as going back and listening to it to win the free fries and $50, because I think Kevin claimed it already.
Did he? You gave him $50?
No, but he said he was going to talk to you about it. Did he not talk to you about that? Because he messaged me saying that that episode was down.
Oh, no, he hasn't talked to me. I'll bring it up with him today.
So I bet you he didn't actually make it through it. So if Kevin can't make it through it, none of you fuckers are going to make it through it.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
It is not a pleasant experience for anybody. I regret...
But it's, like, interesting in the way that you would, like, take ayahuasca, like, and get really sick and then, like, go on a spiritual journey but never really know if it was worth anything.
I mean... I don't know what to do with that.
That's fine.
What was the word you said?
Ayahuasca? It's like some kind of...
Is that like peyote?
It's some kind of like South American like drug drink that you drink and it like causes you to hallucinate and vomit and shit everywhere. And there's like...
Is it legal?
It's legal in South America.
Okay, so Sid talks to one in South America.
The reason that people... There's like lodges. Like it's kind of like one of those like...
So it's like peyote.
Spirit journey... ones, but I think peyote is a little bit lighter than what this shit is.
It sounds...
Because there's, like, the cleansing awful part of it. But anyway,
We'll have an episode about that, which we'll record well on
sure.
that.
Oh my god, that would be fucking year, terrible. We can't drive and record that.
No, but next year, when this podcast gets big and somehow we can make it our lives, like, fucking...
That'd be so sweet.
You would
have to take
something.
Drastic cuts in pay, but, like, at some points, I'm thinking it would be worth it.
If we could... I mean... I was watching Good Mythical Morning the other day, and I'm like, they build sets for this shit.
Yeah, they do, like, that for, like, DeFranco show.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I'm sure they do it for everything, but I was watching it, and it's what led me to look at this. Like, they built a whole set to bring in MatPat as a fucking guest, as a judge for this food thing, because they were giving each other shit about food. So they built a whole fucking a courtroom set. Okay, they made some cheap things here and there, but they still built a fucking set for this. And it was like, Jesus, what kind of money are you guys pulling in
levels,
where you can just make a set for a fucking bit? Like, it's amazing to me how much money people can make from these two dorks.
What is Two Mythical Morning? What is
Good Mythical Morning? It's a YouTube series.
Okay. I thought it was a podcast.
And it's a podcast, too, but they have a couple. Their podcast thing is called Ear Biscuits, and we're not promoting them, but they're cool dudes, and they have a very... They're ahead of us on the curve because they know what they're doing, and we do not.
Interesting.
But it's two dudes talking about shit, right? And, like, they have, like, shticks. Like, what was the last one? The one I saw recently was them comparing restaurant food to the take-home, make-at-home restaurants. So you can get food, you know, you can get, like, appetizers from...
like the
whatever
supermarket? Like,
yeah, you can get frozen versions of whatever they sell.
Bubber.
Okay, there's people standing in the parking lot. That's fine. I guess we'll just...
Yes, Kendrick, it's a parking lot.
I know,
people typically stand.
But you're supposed to put your car in there. Anyway, I have a meeting to get to. So, everybody, like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah. See you next time.
See you next time.
Enjoy Geek Tank.
Check out Geek Tank. If you haven't checked out Geek Tank, I mean, we're, that bump's there, but go check out Geek Tank.
Yeah.
I don't know why we need to make a... They don't need to make a bump for us.
I just told them that they could, but...
Just go find Geek Tank. We'll put a bump in there, maybe, but go check them out.
Bump it up.